You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As the sun was setting on last year's legislative session, Idaho passed a law that could shrink the number of wolves in the state by 90%. Idaho Fish and Game estimates there are 1,500 wolves in our borders today. Now, this new law gives hunters the ability to bring that number down to 150. Well, wolf conservation groups, they are fighting back now. They've asked the Biden administration to look into this. And now the feds are reviewing whether to relist gray wolves under the Endangered Species Act. Joining us live today to talk about this ongoing fight is Rocky Barker, special correspondent with the Idaho Statesman. Rocky, always nice to have you on the show.
It's good to be here. You know, I just think back to 1995 when we were both at Corn Creek and they were releasing the first wolves. Did we think it was going to be this controversial?
Oh my gosh, no, Rocky, and you're right. I mean, you and I literally were reporters there when that happened. So I just outlined what the Idaho law does. Now, there's another one that's got the Biden administration attentions, and this is in Montana. So can you quickly tell us about what's been passed there in regards to wolves?
Well, it's the same kind of a law, and this was done, you know, by similar groups in both states, you know, that it allows hunters and trappers to kill unlimited numbers of wolves and to use metal neck snares and bait wolves to traps. And it brings back a wolf bounty system. Mm. And the thing is, the Idaho law was, you know, allowed, there's the Idaho Wolf Depredation Control Board to hire private contractors. Well, they decided, they hired a contractor who basically is going to pay regular hunters to kill wolves. So it's not those are things that go, beyond the pale to a lot of sportsmen.
Mm-hmm. So Rocky, one of the main arguments in favor of these laws is that wolves are killing way too many livestock and wildlife, right? So starting with livestock in Idaho, what evidence is there that this is happening as much as ranchers say? But also, why is there a dispute over the official number of livestock killed, which, 82 in 2020?
Right. And the dispute is they have to show proof that their livestock was killed by wolves. And they say that often the proof is eaten up overnight. Mm. Not just by wolves, but by bears and other wildlife. And, you know, I believe they have at least some argument in that point is, and so the point of, there is a dispute that's always going to be here about, mm-hmm. you know, the impact on what on livestock.
Rocky, is it, can I just say, is it fair to say that I know it's difficult for ranchers to see their livestock taken down, but I mean, at the core of this, is it not an economic issue for ranchers?
Absolutely. And, you know, we kind of dismiss this because we don't think about, you know, you lose a few head of cattle and that's a lot of money. It takes a chunk out of the profit margin of these ranchers, and that these ranchers have developed this way of doing business over, you know, the last 100 years, and now sudden and they've had to deal with predators before. Make no mistake, that's been a part of the business all along. But when we added wolves on top of that, it's definitely had on some very specific ranchers, it's had a real impact. Some other ranchers, it doesn't really have a major impact on it. You know, there's these places that they call, you know, where they have chronic losses, and the biologists and managers could have told them back in 1995 where those places were going to be, because they tend to be the kind of places that favor wolves over, that make it hard for ranchers to protect their cattle.
So Rocky, in the past, we know, and you wrote about this in a recent article that you pointed this out, that hunters and ranchers, I mean, they've worked with conservation groups in the past on other wildlife issues. I mean, we can look at sage grouse, we can look at bull trout protection, but why are wolves different? I mean, because there seems to be no middle ground in this.
Look, this wolves are the most controversial issue, animal that I cover, and basically the most controversial issue I've covered in my environmental writing career. The thing that, I mean, there's two things. On the rancher side, you know, it's the stewardship of your stock, your husbandry of your animals, and to see your animals actually torn apart by predators is like the great failure for a rancher. And then on the other mm-hmm. side, the whole idea that it would be legal for people to go kill pups in their dens, you know, is right. Just, those are very emotional images. And so you've got these emotional images, polarization on the outside. So over the last, 25 years, we've kind of gotten to a point of, it's not peace, but at least where people, they could have the fights out on the edges, and the most of the ranching community and the environmental community could be working on these other issues together, because they kind of came to realize that both of them had similar interests. But this wolf issue is really hard to bring together. And the groups that got these laws passed really have no interest in collaborating with the other side. They feel very strongly they want to kill a lot of wolves. And they believe that we made a deal back in 2000 before wolves were taken off the endangered species list, that we were that they could kill, that all they had to do is protect 150 wolves. Well, things have changed a lot in 25 years, no doubt about it.
Yeah. So, Rocky, I have about a minute left, and so I do want to know if you believe that this relisting will happen, and will happen under the Biden administration.
Well, I think the issue is going to be, there's two main issues. The first, I think the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is doubtful about Idaho Department of Fish and Game's counting. And that's going to be one of the issues. They don't think there's perhaps as many wolves as Idaho Fish and Game thinks there are. I don't know who's right. And then the second part of it is how many wolves are killed between now and the next year. If there's this giant killing spree, and if lots of hunters are attracted to go out and kill wolves and trappers, and we start seeing this giant killing campaign, then things could happen. Then the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service could decide to weigh in. But, I'm skeptical that we can get down to 150, but I'm not skeptical that we're going to keep getting national attention focused on us, and in a way that's not good for ranchers, it's not good for hunters, and it's certainly not good for wolves.
Yeah. Rocky, I've got to wrap it up. I so appreciate you coming on and talking with us today. We've been talking with Idaho Statesman special correspondent Rocky Barker. We will, of course, link his latest wolf article on our website. Rocky, appreciate your time.
Good to talk to you.
More Idaho Matters next.